Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Have your saying, yarn up strong, your mob, too, Delhi. I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Delhi brother, Herman Binamar. And the title here is Never Too Late to Change Careers. Look, he turned 55 years of age, First Nation man. Herman wanted a career change. After spending his early years in maintenance and machine operation, he needed a steady job that would get him out of the sun and help his local brew mob community and be more personally fulfilling and rewarding. Well, Herman found an answer in aged care, working as an Aboriginal care worker. He really admits he has never previously thought about working in the sector, but looking back, he's glad that he did. And I've got Herman on the line. Herman, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Brother, before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, brother?
Well, we are WA Broome. I'm barred people, really.
Okay, bro. Barred people, yep. Barred people?
Yep. Yeah. You know, that's near Lumberdina side. Yeah.
Too Delhi, brother. So, well, big shout out to all your mob, all the country there, and all the mob on country. Thank you very much, brother. Now, you was a maintenance and machine operation operator. How long did you do that job for, Herman?
Well, I did it most of the time when I was young, you know, when I got licensed, like 21.
Yep.
You know. And then, a few years then I went and I did sandblasting and everything and under the jetty and everywhere.
So, full-on worker, you are a worker, love working, and you wanted to change and get out of the sun, and you looked to start working with Aboriginal aged care. How long have you been doing that now, bro?
Nearly 12 years.
Oh, there you go, professional.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it, brother?
I'm still here. I'd like to see, you know, Aboriginal people get a job here, you know, they're willing to give them a job, and, you know, like, I only got a couple more years to go, and, you know, I might be finished, you know.
Okay, brother, okay. Right. No, well, hang in there, brother. But I'm just going to say, nothing beats black on black. When you've got our black mob working with our black mob, especially our elders or care workers, you know, as aged care, it's good to have that, isn't it?
Yeah, you get that good feeling, you know. Like, even the people were there, you know, the old people, they get good feeling, you know, like they see their own people, you know.
Exactly, brother, exactly. So what are you, Monday to Friday, or do you work weekends as well?
Yeah, I work weekends as well. I work nearly 7 days a week.
Hey, you don't slow down there, Herman. Brother, what you doing? Yeah. You got to get your own rest.
I work another 2 days with my office in Kimberley Care.
Okay, brother.
But I work the other 5 days with Germanus Kent.
Okay, you need to be careful there, brother. All work make Johnny
we have to do it, you know.
Brother.
Getting dear.
Well, you need to look at your health, brother, as in your mental sense as well, my brother.
Yes, no worries.
I think you get good. It's good. It sounds like it's good medicine working with our mob, our elders, eh?
Yeah,
good, brother.
They all know me, you know. They're good,
Good, brother. So, so what time would you start in the morning, Herman?
No, I start at night.
You do night shift, yep?
Past 10, yeah, night shift I do.
And what time you finish?
7.
7 o'clock? So you go home, have breakfast and have a camp, have a bit of a sleep, yep?
Yeah, that's all, yep.
And then you come back at 10 o'clock at night, eh?
Yep, and come back again, yep.
Oh, too deadly, brother, too deadly. 12 years, brother. That's fantastic.
It's true.
And you got a good team working around you, good mob?
Oh, yeah, they're all good people, you know. They're all different nationality, you know.
Okay,
white,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
Filipino, Africans, you know.
Good.
But there's no much Aboriginal people, you know.
Okay, like there's your message. Yeah. All you mob listening, we need black people working with their Aboriginal age. Care, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander elders is what you're saying, brother.
You've got to try it to know, you know.
Okay, that's beautiful, brother. Well, you're speaking from the heart there, brother. Doing it 12 years. You love what you're doing. You're working 7 days a week. That's what you need to be careful of, brother. Don't burn yourself out. with your marriage, you got kids, brother?
Yeah, all my kids are big now.
Okay. You done your job?
18 till 30.
Yeah. Well, you done your job. You done your job there. They're all grown. Kids now.
All the grandchildren now.
All the grandchildren. That's right. Change all the Huggies, then hand them back. Well, you hand them back before they do their business. Then you hand them back and let them parents change the Huggy. Hey, good talking with you, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program, Herman. So it's a deadly story. And look, you're a deadly hard-working black man and changing career, and it's never too late. And
it's never too late.
Yeah, change is good, isn't it? Change is good.
Yeah, it's good,
If you keep doing the same old thing, you get bored with it, and that's why it's good to change, you know? And you're working on a good job you're passionate about.
For sure.
Herman.
Yep.
Good one, Yana, with you. Thank you for the yarn. You take care, my brother.
No worries, mate.
And all the best.
Thank you, too.
All the best. Thank you, my brother. And we'll talk soon, cuss.
Yep, all the best,
Don't work too hard.
Yep. No, I'll be right.
That's it, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you, cuss. Yep, bye.
There it is, Herman Binoma, his name is. And look, First Nation man, WA there, always wanted a career change and after spending early years in maintenance and machinery operation, he needed a job that could get him out of the sun. And he's doing just that because he does night shifts. Starts at 10 o'clock and finishes at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's doing Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander aged care. He's an aged care worker and, look, he really loves it. But he's saying he's working 7 days a week and need to be careful there, Brother Herman, you know, don't burn yourself out, you know. And I think different areas he may work, but he doesn't mind it. It keeps him going, and that's fantastic. So, Too Deadly Sea, take a page out of his book, you mob, and live your life to the fullest. And if you're not happy where you are, change, you're not a tree. And that's the message I'm picking up from Herman. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
If you wanna change yourself, I know the place to go. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
We're going to catch up with Deadly Brother here. We're at KB, Kenny Bedford, Community Engagement Leader, a Yes 23 campaign. So we are talking voice to Parliament. And a lot of our people out there, black and white, are still confused in regard to the situation. What's it all about? Look, they have plenty of meetings before, I think, August, October is when they're looking at doing the vote. And you have to put in the full word yes if you want to vote yes. But to get the right information, get all the information before you make your decision, is come to the Community Engagement. And look, we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Kenny Bedford, who's a community engagement leader for Yes 23 campaign. And a very good morning, Kenny. How are you, brother?
Good morning, my brother. I'm well, thanks, and I'm really happy to be back here and having a yarn with you and the mob out there tuning in.
Yes, my brother. Thank you for coming. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Kenny B.
Yes, my brother. I am of the Erobamle people of Darnley Island in the northeast of the Torres Strait, and I want to pay my respect here to the Gimoi Nation. We'll be sitting today. And
yes.
Greetings to all out there who are tuning in.
Fantastic, my brother. We are connected through Erub, Darnley Island, my brother. So all the way, my brother. Thank you very much. And look, so here we are, Yes 23 campaign. Look, a referendum. Haven't had one since about 20-odd years. What is the decision? It's so funny. I'm in tourism as well. And down on the boats this morning, one of the managers, operation manager, non-Indigenous, came up to me and pulled me aside. Can you help me in regarding the voice to Parliament? I'm really confused. If I vote yes, does it affect me and my life, or what am I voting yes for? And does the voice then control what's happening in our country? And so he was really uneducated, so yeah, to speak. So let's put some light on, shed some light on. Let's talk about also some of the community meetings that we're having around this country, if not in Queensland, not in Cairns.
Yeah, thank you, Bella. I think it's really important that you shared that experience you had this morning, because yeah, it's very much where we're at. There are a lot of people who still don't have all of the information, still undecided about what the referendum is, what it means, what the recognition with a voice means, and that's why it's really important now that the bill is passed in Parliament that we focus on having these conversations in our families, with our friends, at our workplaces, and that we're able to cut through the noise and the high level of misinformation that's out there.
Yes.
The very simple opportunity we have around the referendum is that it's the chance we have as Australians to finally recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the first peoples, formally, for the first time ever. There is still no formal recognition of us, and
Well, we don't have a treaty.
No, we don't have a treaty.
Australia's the first, the only first world country on this planet that doesn't have a treaty with First Nation people.
Yes,
and we are in 2023.
Part of what we're asking for in the referendum is to make up for the shocking and terrible way that colonisation occurred in this country.
Sure, and so, it is what it is. It's part of Australia's history.
Part of our history is through the referendum now, because that's the only way we can change the Constitution. That's why we're having a referendum.
Sure.
There's no other way we can change that founding document from 122 years ago that left out this fact on purpose.
Exactly.
That Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people were here, have a deep and ancient connection to our country, to our land, to our sea. So this is the chance for all Australians now to say, yes, we are finally ready to recognise and tell this truth. While we do that, let's put in place an advisory voice to make up for the impact of that invasion, of that colonisation in the way it happened. Because we already know that the best outcomes we have in our communities in terms of closing that gap is when we're part of making these decisions, as well as part of delivering
about being at the table.
Exactly. So when you take it right back to what's happening, that's all it is. It's very, very simple, and that's why we've got to be talking about this in the very simple and practical terms that it is. That is, let's recognise our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as being the first Australians.
Yes.
And give them a chance to be a part of the decisions that the government make about them, because that is the fair and reasonable thing to do,
sure.
particularly when government after government after government have failed us.
Yes.
We're offering here a simple and practical and safe solution. It doesn't take away from treaty. We're talking about voice, treaty, truth. This is what came out of the Uluru Statement from the Heart.
Yep.
This is only one component that is going to make a vast improvement. It's not there to solve all the problems.
No, no.
But it's to say...
It gives us a platform. It gives us a vehicle. Platform. A vehicle, doesn't
it? It's a voice and a benefit.
Yeah.
When you go back and talk to your friend, the benefit is for everybody. So we want to see better return for the dollars that are spent.
Sure.
On the big problems we've got here, because we haven't been able to address them. They're getting deeper. They're getting wider. They need to be... there needs to be a different approach.
Sure, sure, sure.
And we're offering one here very generously to the Australian people that will benefit all of us. This is a nation-building opportunity for all Australians.
Exactly. So for a non-Indigenous bricklayer brother out there doing his job, paying his bills, what have you, and paying his taxes, how does it affect him?
Well, it affects him because he's going to get a better return for his taxes for a start. And part of... all of those problems that and solutions that we've come up with in the past are actually going to be a lot more visible to the Australian people. So we can hold the government accountable through an advisory voice, because it's in full view in a way that it isn't today. So the everyday Australians can see and understand and have full sight of advice that goes to the government. And this isn't just for us. There are so many different industries, groups out there who give similar advice in different ways.
Yeah, sure.
This is just putting it in the Constitution so it's protected, so it's there because of the impact of colonisation and of doing things wrong in the first place. So let's admit to that. Let's respect and acknowledge and recognise our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people for our strong and special connection to our country, to our land and sea, that goes well beyond 122 years ago when that document was established, goes well beyond the 250 years or so before first contact. This is about recognising that looking for solutions that is an Australia-wide responsibility.
Brother, you hear of a message going out to non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there. They would have heard of the so-called facet in regarding closing the gap.
Yes.
We're talking employment, talking education, talking longevity in life and health and what have you.
Incarceration.
Incarceration, all the problems that come with that. So a voice helps close that gap.
Yes,
we sound like a broken record with the closing the gap. If we had a voice and we're getting directing the money, the tax money, to better our people, to bring them up to a level par with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, then that's a good thing for all Australians, is it not?
It is a really simple and practical improvement.
Mm.
Again, we're about improving the way government makes decisions about us. And for us, this is now putting in an advisory body that gives advice only.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because this doesn't try and take over the role of Parliament.
Well,
and
these are some of the things you're hearing. It won't have power, will it? It just gives a voice.
Yeah, it gives a voice.
So
it
that's the other thing we need to
empowerment, not power. So when you hear people saying, "Oh, this is." Special for different people. No, it's not. There's lots of advisory groups out there.
Yes.
This is saying we want one in there now that is protected by the Constitution, because in the past we've had advisory voices that have only been legislated and they've been taken away at the whim of government when they feel like it. And that's part of the problem. We haven't had an established voice in place with continuity that's able to deal seriously over time, because that's what it needs. It needs that serious attention with our advice that's not insecure, that's going to be there. The government can can change that voice like they want, as they see fit. So that's important. When people say, oh, we need the detail, well, the detail's not important here because we are voting on a principle, and that's what goes into the Constitution.
Sure.
And that's how these things naturally work. When we've decided or it succeeds, then we talk about the detail. That's when that happens, because the detail isn't set in concrete. It will change over time as Parliament sees fit, not Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We will put our representatives forward. That's the other important thing.
Mm.
We don't want, we don't expect the people who are in power through their electorates, through their parties, who are Indigenous, to represent us in this way. This is for us to make our own representatives from the ground up to the decision-making table on our terms to speak for us, to support the parliamentary process, to get things better, improved, not to take over a system we already have in place.
I think you pulled a beautiful word there, a couple of words, empowerment.
Yes.
But also to for our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there, it's a voice, but it's got no power. So in the sense of, like, we're not here to railroad the government.
No.
But when the discussion's going on, we just got a voice at the table regards to the discussion. That's all.
And it says
that's all it is.
That they don't have to, and we may give advice, they don't have to take it.
Yeah.
But at least we've been able to provide it in full view
exactly
of the Australian people.
Yes.
So they understand what we're asking for as well.
Exactly.
And this is about keeping governments accountable.
Yeah.
They need to keep government accountable to get it right as well.
Sure.
Because they're failing.
Okay.
With the best intentions, they haven't been able to deliver. We are providing a very sensible, practical, and conservative solution to this through advice only.
Yes, advice
from
only.
People that we choose to give advice.
It's advice only. Voice to Parliament is advice only. So we're not here to go to the non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there, take their house off them, claim our land back, you know, kick them out of their business because their building's built on our land. It's nothing like that.
Absolutely nothing to do with
Thank you.
Taking anything away from anybody. Mm-hmm. We're worried about looking after people who are dying early,
yes.
who aren't getting the level of support and care that they should be, for all sorts of reasons.
Sure.
And we are saying through the voice that the people who know the reasons best are the people on the ground, and we are creating a pathway for those messages, for that advice, for that information, for that insight into what's going on, because it's different for different people.
Yes,
there are people who have no voice in cities. There are people in remote areas. This is about creating those pathways now, from the local to regional to the decision-making table, to say, this is what we think. You make the decision, but we've come up with these solutions or these proposals from these corners of Australia. Can you please consider them in your decision-making process?
And that's our voice at that table for that discussion, for that item.
That's it.
That's it. Don't complicate it.
It's not complicated.
That's
right. When they say it's going to divide us, we're divided already because we're not recognised.
Well, there you go.
This is a unifying nation-building opportunity, and these are the discussions we've got to have with each other to clear the air and say, no, actually, that's not the case. There are some racist clauses in the Constitution already.
Sure.
People can already make decisions for us without us. We want to change that. We just want to be given the chance to give advice to you
advice.
So that you make
advice.
Better decisions.
Make better decisions. That's all it is. To our Daily Mob, just tuned in. National Talk Black. Trevor Tim here. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Having Daily Yarn with Kenny Bedford, Community Engagement Leader, Yes 23 campaign. And so we're just talking about the vote, the referendum that's going to come up at the end of the year. And getting the information, that's what we're talking about here. Quickly, Kenny, let's talk about the meetings that happens around this country where people can go. It's open for anybody to go, black and white, to get the information, to ask the questions in regard to when they go to the box to vote, to write the word yes or no.
Yes.
Then they've got full information when they make the decision, yes?
Yeah, so there's a National Day of Action on July the 2nd, which happens to be NAIDOC week as well. Sunday the 2nd of July, right around the country, there are different family or community days where people can get this information, ask questions further, get informed, because it's a shared responsibility for all Australians. We need to understand what this referendum opportunity means for us,
yes,
as individuals, as families, as a community, you know, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. Mm. So have a look on the website at yes23.com.au. There's already a lot of information there.
Okay.
But come down to these community events all around the country. And we've got one here in Cairns on July the 2nd as well at Fogarty Park, 2 to 5pm. But if you go onto that website, yes23.com.au, you'll see where there are
other meetings.
Other,
yes,
meetings. But this is one national day of action, but there are daily events all around the country and places where people can get further information, can sign up as volunteers, can get resources to help have these conversations. There's entertainment at these events. If you register, actually, you get a free T-shirt. If you've been looking for one of those Yes T-shirts, you can get one for free by registering, turning up, pick up your shirt, merchandise, and have these conversations. That's the most important thing. Feel confident.
Yes.
That what you're... when it comes to you using your individual voice, that you're informed and you're making the right decision for you, your families, and really for this nation, because that's what it is. It's a nation.
Exactly. Moving forward. I always said, Kenny, that you only know what you know. You know what I mean? And your mind's like a parachute. If you're not open, you're cactus. We are students for life. Let's go to the table, have a yarn, ask the questions, what have you. If you're not, if you're going to run on what you know now and you don't get all the information, then you're only running with what you know.
That's right. It's very different.
This is something new.
And this is a very different day we're in terms of elections and of things like a referendum, where there is so much media and social media and misinformation.
Exactly.
So people have to be really careful where they're getting their information from. Don't just rely on one source, and make sure you're asking yourself questions and seeking information to back up what people are saying. Because, as I say, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of people who are being scared into a situation, and I'm appealing to everybody, all listeners and all Australians, to think carefully and consider carefully what this opportunity means for us.
Yes, as black people.
As everybody, as
Australian.
All Australians.
All Australians, thank you. Worded properly. Mm. Kenny, thank you very much. Good yarn, brother. We'll be yarning a lot more before the actual time comes. But thank you for coming in once again. And information yarn here about the Yes 23 campaign, but seeking out information for people to find in regarding their decision.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother. All the best to you. Too deadly. Kenny Burford, there he is. Good yarner with the brother, a community engagement leader, Yes 23 campaign. Do check out their webpage as well, Yes 23. Look, seek the information, and so you know what you're voting for. Yes or no, either way, but get the information. If you're just running with what you know, then you haven't got all the information. But come with an open mind, and if we are all Australians in one head in the same vehicle, that's what we need to be doing. It's just a voice to Parliament with no power, but empowering the black people is what I picked up there. Stay tuned, you mob, and National Talk Black.
Bye. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, going to catch up a yarn over deadly brother here, DP, that's Dean Parkin. Yes, 23, and he's a campaign director. And look, they're calling a gathering, come together for Yes, come together for at Fogarty Park here in Cairns. Join a vibrant community of like-minded individuals, families and supporters as we bring the nation together for Indigenous recognition through a voice to Parliament. So do sign up and receive a T-shirt on the day. And let's celebrate together for a better future towards reconciliation, towards Yes. So that's happening on July the 2nd at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. At Fogarty Park here in Cairns. With that, I'm going to bring Dean into the conversation. Dean, a very good morning. How are you, my brother?
I'm going very well, Trev. Good to be here with you.
Yeah, fantastic. Good to see you, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, so Dean Parkin, I'm from the Kondamooka peoples. I'm from Minjirabar, which is also known as North Stradbroke Island, just off the coast of Brisbane there in Moreton Bay.
Yeah, beautiful country, cold country for us northerners up here.
It's a little bit cooler than it is. I'm glad I'm not down at Canberra at the moment because them poor mob are freezing it off. Yes.
Calf, beanie, woolen G-string, they'll be rugged up there. Don't worry about that, brother. Now, listen, Yes 23, your campaign director, voice to Parliament. With this referendum, and I would say that I think the Australian government hasn't been in a referendum for the last 200 odd years, you know what I mean? So this is a new space. I say if not this, then what? Give us a treaty otherwise. But people are just seeking for more information to make a decision. And that's what you as a campaign director, Yes 23, that's what you're there for, to get the information, all the information, so people can make a sound decision, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So the referendum this year, as you say, it's not something that we do as Australians very often, but it is a national vote. Every single one of voting Australians, 17 million people basically, will be asked to vote later on this year. Now, we're not exactly sure of the date, but we think it'll probably be sometime in October.
Yes.
And we'll be asked a very simple question. should we recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this country? And should there be an Indigenous voice?
Mm.
So two things. Firstly, just recognising us, our position. It's a historic fact. A lot of people are proud of the idea of Indigenous people being the oldest continuous culture on Earth, 65,000 years. So we should just make a very simple acknowledgement of that in the Constitution.
And well, I feel that all Australians should embrace that, black and white.
And they do. And there's very, very strong support for it across the board. And the second thing, the second part of that question is about the voice. And again, that's a very simple idea too.
Mm.
A representative body made up of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, chosen by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, to provide advice to parliaments and governments about the issues that affect our families and communities.
Mm.
And so it's not rocket science. It's something that we've seen before.
Sure.
But we want that recognition to be meaningful. And that's why the voice is important. It gives it that practical element.
Sure.
Because we know that we do need to have a say on those issues that affect our communities. You know, health, education. A lot of the people are talking about their future and their aspirations for their young people in particular.
Mm.
So we want that seat at the table to be able to advise to make sure that we're starting to get those better outcomes in our communities.
Well, exactly. And I mentioned treaty, for example. We don't have a treaty. Australian government, Commonwealth, do not have a treaty with the First Nation people. Here we are 230-odd years, and I will state the fact that Australia is a first-world country, and it's the only first-world country on planet Earth that doesn't have a treaty with the First Nation people. And I don't think that the government want to hold that trophy as such, you know what I mean? So it's a very important campaign in that sense, and very important vehicle, so to speak, voice department. But when you talk about a come-together, a gathering as such, a come-together for yes, it's an information gathering, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, referendums are about all Australians. They're about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and they're about the non-Indigenous population. Mm. It's not actually about politicians, and it's not about people in the kind of broader media space.
Yeah.
It is about our community coming together, and that's what this...
Constituents, you could say, of the country.
The constituents, people in communities.
Or the mob.
The mob, yeah.
And a white mob too.
All mobs.
Yeah.
All mobs coming together, and that's what the event's about. It's about bringing all those mobs together. It's about providing a space for people to come in and be involved. We want people to be involved in this campaign, in the conversation. We want them to feel like that this is part of a movement of all Australians. If they've got some questions, they can be there. They can have the conversations. So this come together for yes on the 2nd of July here at Fogarty Park.
Yes.
It is part of both the NAIDOC celebrations.
Yes.
And it is also part, there'll be national events coming together for yes across the country.
Mm.
So this Cairns one's really important. I'm really excited about it.
I've
met with a group of people last night, about 60 people come together for a bit of a feed, a bit of a yarn, great supporters, volunteers that are out there ready to campaign very, very hard. They'll be there at the event, so there'll be plenty of people to talk to about what this referendum is, what recognition is, and about the voice.
I mean, for all voters out there, for all the people out there who've got a vote, if you're an Australian citizen, then you've got a vote. So instead of just ticking a box, here's an opportunity to get all the information so you as an individual can make that choice and which box you tick.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, when it comes down to referendums, you actually have to write the word.
Okay.
You have to write the word yes.
Okay, hence the yes campaign.
Yeah, hence the yes campaign. So when we step into that polling booth, we're going to actually have to write YES.
Yeah.
To get that successful outcome.
Okay, fantastic. For those people, like I said, who don't have all the information, here's an opportunity to get information. And an opportunity to ask questions. It's like an open forum, isn't it? A conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a real community feeling to it. We just want people to come in. Be part of the movement. This is a historic occasion for our nation going to a referendum in about 4 months' time.
Mm.
We want people to be involved. Bring the family, bring your friends, you know, bring along somebody that if you're a supporter and you want to get behind this, maybe bring some friends along that haven't heard about it or might be a little bit skeptical. Yeah. Bring them along. Get them involved. And, if you do need further information in the lead up to the event, go to yes23.com.au.
Okay.
There's plenty of information there. There's groups that you can sign up to, supporter groups, other events that are happening around the place.
You could even pop a question there.
You can even pop a question there and you can sign up to be a volunteer. You can, this is where you find more information. I really encourage people to make the most of the opportunity.
All right, Too Deadly. All your mob out there just tuned in. Trendy Trev here, Murray from Curry with National Talk Black. Having a deadly yarn with Dean Parkin. He's the campaign director, Yes 23. Look, a very important space, and we all have to come to the so-called box and write the word, yes, in regard to voting for a voice to Parliament. In regards to those people who are naive or don't have all the information as such, Dean, like I said, this is a great opportunity to have that talk and have that yarn, you know. And when you think of, I think of non-Indigenous people, for example, some of them have got the fear, if we have a yes to Parliament, then what, do I lose my house, my business, or do they come claim land rights where I'm living, or, you know, like, it's nothing like that, is it?
None of that is going to happen. What's going to happen is that you're going to have a group of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that understand their communities.
Yes.
And they'll be providing advice to parliaments and governments to try and get better outcomes. In fact, if the only thing that's really going to happen is we're going to see better policies and laws that actually have an impact, that actually impact people's lives in a positive way, and we're actually going to start to see some of that investment from governments going to where it's most needed.
Yeah,
and everybody wants to see that. Mob, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we want to see that happen first and foremost. I know the general population... I've been around the country for the last few years talking about this.
Sure.
There's a shared sense of frustration that for far too many of our communities, we haven't seen the progress that we want to see. Mm. This is the foundation for us to actually start seeing those changes happening on the ground. Because we know when mob are involved in those decisions that affect our communities, we get better outcomes. It's as simple as that.
Well, we've got the solutions to our problems.
Absolutely.
And it's got to come from the inside out, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And we seem to start, forever and a day, sound like broken records when we're talking about closing the gap. In all facets of life, employment, education, you know, health, all the above, this is a vehicle that can help close the gaps.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we saw the latest report on closing the gap targets was released last week. And unfortunately, despite all this effort, bipartisan commitments and effort to try and do this, some of the gaps are getting wider.
Exactly.
Things like youth employment, training and education, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Children born of a healthy birth weight, the improvement's not happening. We know with incarceration, it's getting worse.
Yes.
So there are these issues, and I think all governments would turn around and go, well, they don't have the answers by themselves. That's why the voice is important.
Thank you.
That's why the voice is important.
To help close that gap, so to speak, all those gaps, you know what I mean? And like I said, we've got the answers to the problems and the solutions, you know,
absolutely,
to our problems. That's why we need a voice, something as such, you know, like I said, if not this, then what? You know?
And that's it, and that's the opportunity that's before all of us this year. We've been talking about these issues for a long time. We've been talking about the need to get some real changes.
Mm.
Well, we're all going to be tasked with casting a vote. As I said, this is not about the politicians. It's not about the Prime Minister or the opposition leader.
Exactly.
They get the same vote as everybody else. That's why it's important that everybody, both our mob and the non-Indigenous mobs, come and get involved, attend events like that one on the 2nd of July at Fogarty Park, learn more about it. And the thing I found, Trev, is that when people do come together, when people do gather and they come together as community, the conversations are really good. There's a lot of goodwill. There's a lot of generosity out there and curiosity about this. That's the characteristic of the conversation so far, and that's why I want people to be involved.
That's a yarning circle, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
It becomes a national yarning circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
You look at it, you know? And then you look at where we're sitting. Here we are in the 21st century, a first world country, Australia. But then you look at some of our mob in community. They're living in third world standards in a first world country.
Yeah.
And that's sad to see, you know what I mean? And like I said, so with a voice to Parliament, we can help direct to close the gap and fill those problems, potholes, so to speak.
There's parts of this country where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's life expectancy is below 50.
Yeah.
In remote areas.
Yes.
I was in Barunga up in the Northern Territory a couple of weeks ago listening to mobs from across the Territory talk about their issues. They're still talking about, for some communities, simply getting access to safe, clean drinking water.
Well, there you go. Like, fundamentals. Necessity is the life.
Fundamentals. We'll go here after this interview and turn on the tap and go for a drink of water and know that, you know, it's safe and it's clean. And well, there's some communities in our country that don't even have that.
Exactly.
So
a voice to Parliament can fix that.
These are the issues that we want to address, and that's why the voice is so important. And there's just some very real day-to-day issues that affect far too many of our mob, and that's what we want to get to.
All right, so having a yarn here with Dean Parkin. He's a campaign director for Yes 23, and we're promoting the Come Together at Fogarty Park, Come Together for Yes. So there's a yarning circle happening about the Indigenous recognition through a voice to Parliament.
So come and have your questions answered. Come and get involved. Walk a mile in our moccasins, so to speak. You know, if you're not Indigenous, this gathering is for everybody, black and white, young and old. Come and have a yarn. And we, as constituents, have to do the vote. So get the information before you do the vote.
Get the information. Get the free T-shirt.
Yep, there you go.
Get
That's
out right. there and wear it with pride. And start a conversation. You know, we know someone we've got some pretty good people working in the campaign team, and someone did the numbers the other day and said that if 1 in 10 of our supporters across the country, and there are millions of supporters across the country,
black and white,
if 1 in 10 of those supporters talk to 2 people, and convince them to vote yes, we'll win this referendum. It is as simple as that.
Snowball effect.
Absolutely.
Causes a drop in the ocean, creates a tsunami, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, get out there. Every conversation counts. Yep. Every conversation counts.
Fantastic. And Dean, the webpage for people got any queries?
Yes23.com.au.
Yes23.com.au. Check it out. But there's a date claimer there, July the 2nd. That's a Sunday, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon at Fogarty Park, and come together for Yes. Come together at Fogarty Park. Dean, great talking with you, my brother. Love the hat you're wearing and what you're pushing for. And look, it's, I say, if not this, then what?
Yeah.
And we as First Nation people don't have a treaty. And we're talking about recognition, acknowledgement. That's what we're talking about here. And to steer our people into the future. But also, I see it as a vehicle and a bridge builder.
Yep.
Educating our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, all in the same vehicle, heading the same direction. Australia then become one, you could say.
Yeah, absolutely, Trev. Thanks for the opportunity. You're really good to have a yarn. And as I say, I really encourage people to turn out there at Fogarty Park, 2nd of July.
Dean, good talking with you, my brother. Keep smiling, and we'll talk soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, bruh.
You too, brother.
All right, too deadly. Cheers. A beautiful yarn there. Dean Parkin, his name is, Yes23 campaign director. And once again, we're promoting the Come Together for Yes, Come Together at Fogarty Park. And that's on Sunday, 2nd July at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So date claimer, lock that in. Now all your mob there love rugby league. You can watch it afterwards. If you got KO, get KO. You can watch the football afterwards. But that's very important. We have that yarn about the Yes. Get educated. And I always say your mind's like a parachute. If it's not open, you're cactus. Come with an open mind, you're up, get educated. Trendy Trev here, National Talk Black, deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray call, let's have a yarn. Too deadly.